And thank you to everybody who's listening to me. Thank you to everybody who's a part of the family, part of the West Coast Greatest Voice Mob. For whatever reason, some of y'all find my content entertaining, and I've decided to start doing this a lot more, these 10 to 20 minute long videos of me breaking down a topic that I might have talked about on TikTok. Today is going to be a really kind of harsh one for me to talk about, but I got to do it because it's really weighing heavy on my heart. The mental health issue in California, as well as touching on a little bit of the opioid crisis. If you live in Northern California, it is no news to you. It is no shock that there are thousands of people, if not in the streets of Sacramento, but in the streets of Stockton, in the streets of San Francisco, walking around crazy, scratching demons out of their goddamn head. It's no secret. I had just talked about, I think it was 2 days ago, how in Stockton, they were worried because that Stockton shelter for the homeless was at the point of almost closing, because from what I understand, they're suffering from a lack of funds right now. But, you know, the city, I guess, declared it a local emergency, and now they're receiving some funding from the city to stay open. There are a lot of people right now, I'll say, who are walking around sick, walking around mentally ill. In my previous videos, I'll say for the last 7 to 9 months, I have been very harsh, if not unsympathetic, to people who are, you know, vagabonds in the street. Because a lot of them, I can tell you where I live at in Galt, they are breaking into small businesses. They're robbing places where people are having honest livings. There's one Save Mart where I heard people literally just go in there every day and just walk out with carts full of groceries and just run off because, you know, reality is we're in California and under the Prop 47 era, you can do that and it not be a crime. It would be a crime, but it'd be a misdemeanor, so you'd be out the next day. It's catch and release kind of thing. And I'm bringing all this up to say this. 2 days ago, a close relative of mine, not as far as like our relationship, but just by bloodline, he's my first cousin, was found dead in the streets of West Sacramento. I'm keeping his name out of the video, as well as keeping certain aspects of this story, because at this point in time right now, him, as well as my father and that side of the family, we are not on speaking terms right now. But I bring him up because he was somebody who struggled immensely with mental health. Up until about 18, 19, 21, he was normal, a cat like me, nerdy, kind of square. You know, he kind of liked certain things. It was kind of weird, outside of the norm, but he was cool. But just as time went by, you just saw his mental health deteriorate more and more. Got to a point where he was roaming the streets. My father, in his defense, reached out and tried to help him a lot. But, you know, he always just did his own thing. Run back in the streets. I'm assuming there was some substance abuse in play, too, as well. And now he's dead. Found him in the streets in West Sac. No news story talking about this because, like I told you, you know, that's when you understand the power of media, when you realize how much stuff that really do happen they don't talk about, or all the stuff that you even care about just because the news happened to talk about it. And we weren't close. I ain't gonna say I'm not even gonna fake the funk on here. Like, we were close, but it fucked me up because I made some very, very harsh comments to some of the mental health issues that a lot of people in my family deal with, speaking about certain people in my family. And it kind of went full circle that within 2 weeks of me making those comments, one of my relatives, my first blood cousin, this ain't no like he like my cousin, he's first blood cousin, Imanti's son, was found dead in the streets. I ain't gonna try to turn this into a self-pity moment because I don't feel like I deserve that right. But I'll just say, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I'm a little fucked up. Just because of my guilt in the situation, the guilt that I might feel for the comments that I made. And also with me, I guess, some of the comments that I've expressed about people who are homeless, who are struggling with mental health, who happen to be on the streets. The argument that I've always made against these people was that at the end of the day, they chose the situation that they are in. There are a lot of people, not all, who choose to be homeless. There are a lot of people who are refusing the help. But for those of them who are just mentally ill, for those of them who just, even, and I'm going to say this, even for those of them who choose to not get their shit together, and even for those of them who just lack the mental capacity to even make the conscientious decision to choose to look for help, to get help, at the end of the day, the end result is the same for both parties. The end result is the same for both parties. Like, and whether my cousin suffered with mental illness or not, at the end of the day, the end result was him being found dead in the street. Nobody gave a fuck about him. Nobody cared. And I think that's the hardest part about all of this when you have a conversation about this stuff, bro, because if you're speaking from the perspective of somebody who I'll say has one of these small businesses, let's say in Galt or in Lodi or in Stockton, that has been vandalized by these people who struggle with mental illness, then you don't give a fuck about them. You don't want to hear any of the shit that I'm talking about. You want these motherfuckers off the street, and you don't want them assaulting your place of employment. You don't want them doing any damage. We don't want to deal with them. But if you just so happen to be somebody who, I guess, deals with these people closely or somebody who's related to one of them, then you might look at it and say, well, damn, bro, you know, like, bro, you know, you got to give them some sympathy, bro, because at the end of the day, bro, they're humans just like us. And I'm going to say this, and this was a point I was making when I was talking to one of my cousins earlier. I do security for a living. Top five security in the world, Greg. And we are not peace officers. We're not peace officers. We do not have the right to arrest you. We do have the right to detain you because, like my particular company, we do federal contracts. Bringing this up to say this, one of the struggles that I have always had doing security, particularly as a black man, particularly coming from the environment that a lot of my family members come from, that I come from, honestly, is that there are times where, regardless of whether you understand where the person's coming from, regardless of where you understand where the person's mental state, mental awareness is coming from, you have to still do your job. So, for example, there was a person that I had leave the office 2 days ago. He got, you know, got mad, started talking that fuck shit to one of the people that were on the road. Fuck you, you black motherfucker. You don't know the fuck. Then the fuck my benefits. My fucking benefits. Get my fucking benefits. And, you know, I had to tell him, hey, bro, pipe that down, bro. Pipe that down, bro. You got to go. Scoot, bro. You got to go. I understand. So I'm a cop then. You got to go. Scoot. And I could clearly tell that this man, there were some wheels that were not spinning. I can tell that, you know, he pushed on doors and said, well, I can tell he genuinely suffered mental health. Hence why he was receiving benefits in the first place. Honestly, it's like he had a freak out because he didn't have his medicine. But regardless, I have a job to do. Now, that's just me being a security guard saying, hey, you have to leave here. What do you say to the person who, when one of these people who does have mental health issues, who's not on the street because they chose to be, but just by a happenstance of different situations, circumstances, mentally lacks the capacity to make certain decisions, and they happen to go past a small business, break on the window, go in there, assault somebody, and that is happening a lot in California. I know a lot of people don't like to talk about that, but that does happen. What do you say to them? Like, how do you have them respond? How do you have them respond? I don't know what the answer is to helping the mental health issue in California. I don't know what the answer is. You know, I know back in the 1960s, they had a lot of psychiatric homes and mental wards in California that closed down, which from the 60s to the 90s, we ended up sending a lot of people who were locked up in these wards back home to live with their families. But I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm going to say rest in peace to my relative. And I'm also say to those of you guys out there who are struggling with mental health, there's nothing wrong with admitting. I want y'all to understand this. All of us ain't but 1 to 2 to 3 fucking steps from having a freak out like my cousins did. All of us got problems. All of us have toxic patterns of just fucked upness in our family. This ain't nothing new. They ain't a black thing, ain't a white thing, ain't a Cambodian thing. All of us have this problem. And I want to reiterate this. Please, 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 I want to drive this point home. Please take care of your mental health. There are a lot of y'all at your job that are this close to slapping the shit out of somebody at your job. Somebody you so quick to slap and carrot in the face with that goddamn stapler. Oh my God. Please, please take care of your mental health. Because we live in a day and age where you go day in and day out back to work. These people will try to push you, be it your clients, be it your coworkers. These people will try to push you to the point of no return. Gladly. Gladly. They will try to break you. People in your family at times that'll break you. I got a cousin. He's going through a bad separation with his baby moms right now. This bitch is trying to demonize him as the fucking Ike Turner. She's trying to make him Chris Brown 2009. Like, she is trying to demonize him to the absolute worst. Absolute worst. And it is mentally having an effect on him, as I talked to him about it. So you have to do everything you can to protect your mental health. Whether it has to be seeking out counseling. They have free counseling and free free counseling services nowadays. Whether it's that, whether it's telling you to have to talk to somebody, whether it's you taking time to go to the gym and work out, just kind of clear your mind, bro. Like, you have to protect your mental health. You have to protect your mental health. Seriously. Seriously. Like, seriously. It's one of the most important things. One of the most important things we treat like it's almost like a commodity, but it's very important. Very important. Much love to you guys. Thank you for listening. This was the West Coast Greatest Voice. You guys have a good one.